As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection this morning centers on the theme called to holiness and sanctity of life. The readings of today offer us the roadmap to holiness and sanctity of life. And in summarizing the readings of today, we can use some phrases like be holy, love one another, do not revenge, do not bear grudges against anybody. Remember that you are the temple of God. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Greek philosopher called Plato says that human behavior flows from three main sources, and they are desire, knowledge, and emotion. Your desire may be good or bad, so be careful what you desire. The knowledge you have may lead you to something good or bad. So, be careful the type of knowledge you seek and the type of knowledge you acquire. You see, we have five basic emotions in life, and they are love, hate, revenge, shame, and guilt. The readings of today, especially the first reading and the gospel, advise us to love one another and to avoid hate and revenge. Revenge is a dangerous motive. Do not revenge. The Chinese philosopher called Confucius says, before you embark on a path of revenge, dig two graves, one for you and one for the victim. And you see, the sense of guilt and shame can lead you to something good or something evil. I give you an example. Do you know that Peter and Judas Iscariot committed almost the same sin? Peter denied our Lord, while Judas betrayed him. But the difference between Peter and Judas is that when Peter felt the sense of guilt and shame because of the sin he committed, he repented and went back to the Lord and requested for forgiveness, and the Lord granted him forgiveness. He repented unto the Lord. On the side of Judas, he never repented. When he felt the sense of guilt and shame because of the sin he committed, he never repented. He never went back to the Lord to ask for forgiveness. Rather, he had what is called remorse and repented unto himself and committed suicide. You see, this philosopher called Confucius, he says, there are three things a wise man avoids in life. In youth, lust. In maturity, carelessness. And in old age, greed. And we know Some of us know that the problem with the youth is mainly that of the sin of lust. And those of us who are in middle ages, our problem is carelessness. And those who are old, your problem is greed. Sometimes your problem is greed. I didn't say that. This philosopher called Confucius said it. When we want to be holy, we have to know that holiness or sanctity of life is holistic in nature. We have to avoid impure thoughts. You see, St. Thomas More says, occupy your mind with good thoughts, or the enemy will fill it with bad ones. There was this story told by someone. Two monks were on a journey, and they saw a lady, a beautiful lady, at the riverbank. Like them, this lady wanted to cross the river, but he could not because the level of the water was so high. So one of the monks, the younger one, out of kindness and compassion, carried this lady across the river. And after that, the two monks continued their journey. Along the way, the elderly one said to the younger one, how dare you touch that lady? Are you out of your senses? Do you still remember that you are a monk? Have you forgotten our rules? What will people say when they hear this? Is it not a scandal? The younger monk listened to all these. At the time, he said, brother, I dropped that lady long ago and you are still carrying her. You see, holiness of life is beyond rules and beyond lengthy prayers. When we want to be holy, we have to practice the custody of the eyes. Be mindful what you look at. Not all you see in the internet you read. You have to select. Not all you see in the YouTube you have to watch. You have to select. And not all you see on the television you have to enjoy. No, you have to select. You have to practice the custody of the eyes. Likewise, we have to practice the custody of the ears. What we hear matters a lot. We have to avoid occasion of sin and avoid sin of omission. We have to do what we ought to do as Christians. And finally, watch your thoughts before they become words. Watch your words before they become actions. And watch your actions before they become habits. And watch your habits before they become your character. And watch your character before it becomes your destiny.